Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on Community Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is the Christina Liu Show, but at the same time, this is what we let you know what's going on around the town. And there's a lot going on. We got the summer months here still ahead of us. We have all of August. So Christina, bring us up on, I know there's concerts and there's radios and there's...
Yeah, there's a lot of great stuff going on. So what is actually, we couldn't do last year, that's another thing that's able to be done this year, is National Night Out, which is really a wonderful way to bring the community together. So it's, there's going to be two this year, which is exciting. So it's on Tuesday, August 3rd, and it's a partnership really between healthcare professionals, the police force, there's entertainment, there's information. It's really just about having a safe community for everyone. So there's, like I said, music, dancing, there's gonna be arts and crafts, raffles, games, different health screenings, giveaways. It's quite the soiree. And it's really wonderful for all ages. So there's going to be on Tuesday, August 3rd, there's gonna be a parade that starts at 5 p.m. We're at the Salvation Army in Westbury, and then the festivities begin at 6 p.m. over at Martin Bunker Reed Park, that's in Westbury. So you can go there. And then there's also festivities going on August 3rd at 3:30 p.m. at Whitney Pond Park, and that's over in Manhasset. So there's gonna be two different kind of events. And it's really special because it brings together so many different people and all for a common goal of keeping a safe community, which is lovely. So that is August 3rd. So that will be next week. There's also, we touched upon a little bit of it last week, because there were some changes to the transportation program that I promised I would promote and get the word out there on this. So as we know, through COVID, the town incurred all costs for, you know, food shopping and medical shopping, including tips. So there would be no transmission of funds between the rider, and the driver. So obviously, you know, we're based on a grant program, you know, as things kind of evolved and CDC guidelines and recommendations change, you know, we had to kind of evolve the program back, but it's being done gradually. So effective, you know, as of now, this started in June and July, there's no same day rides. So, you know, you really need to call at least one day in advance for your transportation service. And this is just important because it creates less issues for all. You know, because you want to make sure that everyone is happy. The taxi, you know, they're busy now, which is good. You know, during COVID, they had a lot of downtime, so they were able to kind of make these different changes. But, you know, their business is back, so where it's a partnership with them trying to figure that out. The food shopping is now back to Monday through Friday between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. to avoid rush hour. If you don't have a cell phone, it is recommended that you reserve your return trip home. The last time to return is 2 p.m. for that. Now, effective August 1st, which is on Sunday, I believe. Is that August 1st, Sunday? Yes. Riders will continue to travel alone. So you will still be alone and not combined with other parties in your taxi cab. Call 311 before 5 p.m. if you plan to ride with the PI taxi for the next day. They will not accept reservation travel after 5 p.m. Food shopping is only twice a week you're able to do, so you choose, you know, the 2 days that work for you. Medical rides will run Monday through Friday. And so to keep the fare affordable, there's a flat rate of $5 for medical transportation now. Food shopping is still completely free, but we were trying to find a way to kind of, you know, get funds back in, but not, you know, have it astronomical. So it's this $5 thing. And just some guidelines that they have is to, when using public transportation, always wear your mask. And you must tell the dispatcher you are Project Independence member and rider when you're requesting your trip. And really, if you have any issues, to always call 869-6311, because they will, you know, be connected to Shari or someone else to kind of help the process. So I just want everyone to be aware of these things. Obviously, if you have any questions, you could always call 311 to get information on that. And these letters were mailed out from the supervisor's office to everyone who utilizes the program. But just in case you missed it or might be using it, you know, a new rider, these are just some changes and tips that will be occurring. But our program is certainly booming and successful, and it's really a great opportunity for those who are driving or aren't driving. You know, there's some people who go to medical and they still drive, but they have something done to their eyes, you know, and using this service is a great option for them. So that is what's happening with transportation. We were talking too about getting outside and how, you know, important it is, especially when it's nice out. It just makes you feel better. I know for myself, being in the sunshine, and obviously you want to protect your skin and whatnot, but just getting that fresh air is important. And North Hempstead is offering early senior walking hours over at North Hempstead Beach Park. And this is for senior residents all summer long. The park is open on weekdays at 8 a.m. for senior residents, which is nice, you know, and the town wants to tell people to always stay hydrated, wear light-colored loose clothing, eat fruits and vegetables to replace nutrients, wear a hat when you go outdoors, you know, take some cool baths when it's hot, limit your caffeine and alcohol, and really just be aware of the daily heat index, because some days it's just better to stay inside. So I just think it's important to kind of follow all these little guidelines, but get out there. And the North Hempstead Beach Park is a beautiful beach within North Hempstead that's at your fingertips, so you should really utilize it. And it's nice that they offer these early hours. So that is what's going on over there, John. And we were also, which we can relate to, because I guess it was 2 or 3 years ago. I don't know if you were there, John, that day, but it might have been Rebecca and myself co-hosting, and it was about Lyme disease. And it was just such an informative segment, because the doctor that we had on was giving, and, you know, of course, I love our golden nuggets, was talking about, you know, what to do if you get a tick on you, or how to avoid getting ticks on you, whatever it might be. Because North Hempstead also just sent out a press release just to be mindful when being outdoors, you know, because if you're in the wilderness or walking, you know, there are certain areas, obviously, that it's more likely to do. So, but what always stuck with me, and I re-listened to our segment that we had with the doctor, because he was saying, you know, putting eucalyptus oil on yourself is good. And that's also good to kind of prevent, you know, certain bug bites as well. But which I thought was so interesting, they said, is that if you feel like you might have been exposed or in the wilderness or at a beachy, grassy kind of area, to take off your clothes when you get home and not throw it in the washing machine, but put it in the dryer. Because, which I learned, is that ticks like soapy water, which is so gross. But they hate the heat, the hot heat. So once you throw it in the dryer and crank it up, then you've succeeded at killing those ticks. Also to take a lint roller and to put it over your clothes and on your pets, which really I think is so wonderful, because you always hear about these dogs that, you know, got a tick on them or whatnot. So if you just take a lint roller and put it over your dog, that's another great tip to do. So we want everyone, like I said, to always be safe. But to get outside and enjoy it, it's just maintaining, you know, some safe little tips for that. So that's another help.
You know, I'm just going to, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, good. I'm just going to jump in. 311. Call it. Because, you know, I personally can't keep up with all this stuff. I mean, there's so many changes. There's so much stuff going on that people need to be informed. And with Project Independence, with this radio program, therefore also the TV program, we have the opportunity to get out to the people the information. But you have to ask for it. And it's a shame that all of a sudden something goes bad, people have a Lyme, or I wasn't on that show, it has to have been Rebecca. But I know people who have had Lyme disease, but didn't pay attention.
Yeah.
got a bite and they saw the thing there and they scratched it or whatever they did, there's stuff you can do immediately. And that's in every aspect of life, not just for Lyme disease or anything.
Right.
If you have a source of influence or a source of information, excuse me, as we have with Project Independence, ask for it. That's just a question. Like, what would you do? And obviously, I mean, we have nurses, we have social workers. And from Christina's perspective, over the, you know, I asked Christina for some speaker names the other day, and my God, what you sent me. It's mind-boggling. The number of people that we have had on and the diversity of speakers. It wasn't, you know, some people come back maybe once a year.
Right.
Because it makes sense. You know, there's
certain
guests, and certain guests have only been on once. And that's fine too. But it's amazing the information that Project Independence has been coming across with. But, and I'm not taking credit because it's Christina's show, the radio has really done a tremendous amount. And, you know, and that has to go to Dan, who has always supported it, Dan Cox. Because if he turned around and said, it's over, we're not being able to do it. But each week, a different speaker coming on, the information is just, it's staggering, it really is. And when I looked at that list, it floored me that I've been involved in so.
Yeah, well, you forget about, you know, it's, I always say, you like, you know, you're just kind of in the hustle and bustle of things. And, you know, to look back, you know, and here we are approaching our 10th anniversary, you know, we'll be up in September. You know, so that's 10 years, you know, just of amazing guests. And it's really a reflection. I love seeing it because it makes you realize just how much information you got out there. And not only got out there to someone that might be listening, or but, you know, it's just to even people who are working, you know, in, you know, community partners and people in our own department. You know, this ended up being connections for us, you know, getting a showcase on these wonderful speakers who have such great information, you know. And listen, also, you know, I wanted to make a joke and laugh that we only let people on the show who are passionate, you know, and kind about their, you know, career, because it really seems like that a lot of times, you know, just having Christine on, you saw speech, you know, therapy isn't just, oh yeah, it's my 9 to 5, I just go to work and blah, blah, blah. You know, it's the advocating that goes on for these families and truly making a difference to people when it's so overwhelming, you know, and to know that she is, you know, making someone's life better and is passionate about doing that. It's just so refreshing and lovely to hear, as we always say, in a time where things are crazy, you know, and there's so much divisiveness going on and everyone's mad at someone for something, you know, nowadays, being on this show, hearing people just doing good because they want to help is really just like a breath of fresh air. You know, we could walk away and really just feel good about it.
Well, that's a credit to you, because I mean, and I always say the people we have on own their job.
Right. And no matter what it is, because we've had so many different types of things, you know, and it's just, but we always walk away with saying like, wow, like that person really is committed to what they're doing. And it's a cool thing to be able to do on this program. So that's what I like it. You know, and working with you guys, of course, is my favorite part.
It turns out good. Today I was a little, honestly, I'm being honest, the show is almost over, but I was a little nervous today because I haven't been around and I'm saying, oh, everybody's missing.
Just like riding a bike, John, you know, and you just hop right back on and there you go.
You know, but it's the truth. And I just want to go back to one thing you said, and I didn't get it, and maybe I was wrong. We have two events coming up in the parks. Are they the same night?
Yes. The National Night Out is the same night. It's just one's in Manhasset, and then one's in Westbury. So they're August 3rd. The one in Manhasset starts a little earlier.
Okay.
But you can get all the details. It's really just based upon, like, your geography. The one in Westbury is a bigger event, because that's where, like, the parade and stuff will be. So that's more of the big event.
Yeah, the big one, I've been to that. I think it was 2 years ago to that one, but that's perfect. Actually, we're going to take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on Community Talk Radio, 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back with the last segment of the Christina Lu Show.